Hey, honey, want to try something different this weekend?
Ooh, what do you have in mind?
Have you ever role-played before?
You mean like whips and all that other scary stuff?
Oh, no. I'm talking about rolling some dice and playing some Dungeons & Dragons. Or even trying something like a cool new board game or a collectible card game like Magic the Gathering.
Oh, that sounds way better than the other thing.
NobleKnight.com is your one-stop shop for all things role-playing, board, wargaming, and collectible card games. Noble Knight Games is committed to providing you with the best possible selection of new and used products with a selection of over 100,000. Everything on the site is in stock and ready to ship to you worldwide. Discounts are available, and you can expect reasonable prices for rare items. You can even sell or trade your stuff to them. NobleKnight.com, where out of print is available again.
So I can be the elf this time, right?
Oh, honey.
Throughout the ages, there have been heroes and warriors who have embarked on quests to save faraway lands and free the people from would-be conquerors with dice and not much else in role-playing games. Today, we give you Snowball, Birdman, the Fist of Justice, and Laura, who can never decide on a nickname in their role-playing adventures. For This Week in Geeks, these warriors are terrible. Seriously, these are the guys we're going to go with?
Welcome back to These Warriors Are Terrible. Tonight in the final round of the Shadowrun RPG, Birdman is taking over.
That's right. So I have tasked my Shadowrunners, brought to you by NobleKnight.com, where out of print is available again. I have tasked my team of Shadowrunners, my chummers, to free Dr. Cullen from the clutches of this corporation and bring him to Toronto with a mysterious lab sample and some experiment data. What is it? What does it mean for the Sixth World? Well, I guess we're going to find out. All right, so when we last left these guys, they had infiltrated the... what the hell did I call it?
Marigolds.
Mr. Megorium's Wonder
Candyland.
Emporium.
We're stealing from Candyland.
Yeah, so they infiltrated the lab.
We're stealing the joy of the universe.
Steal all the candy.
Scotty has done astral recon, has potentially been spotted by the security mage. However, they've come face to face with Dr. Cullen, who looks at them puzzledly and says, "Who are you guys?"
Birdman, who are we?
Who are we? You're
and what do we do?
Warriors.
I'm Justin Eacock.
I'm Big Mike.
Steve Snowball Sailor.
Tom, he's an old... White?
Yeah, that's
right. You know who I am.
Yeah. Whitey.
You're Tom.
Scott.
And I really like... We're the Shadow Chummers. That's our new team name now.
That's right.
The Shadow Chummers, you say.
All right, guys. So Dr.
Like
Cullen
I'm
looks
getting,
at
I'm
you
getting
all.
A jersey.
He looks
chummy.
Very confused. He's like, "Who are you?"
All right, I guess this is my cue. I'm Ron Perry. I'm administrative assistant to Ms. Marie. Is that it? I keep forgetting it every time I say it.
Comes together.
Anyway, yeah.
He's like, "Look, man, I'm not going back." He just goes back to his notes. He's like, "You know, I do all this for you people, and you expect me to just keep pushing and pushing and pushing."
Look, I know she can be... Look, she can
tell
be
the
over.
Truth. Tell him the truth.
Tom, do you have common sense?
No.
On your sheet, do you have common sense?
No.
Roll intelligence.
All right.
I think doesn't Steve have common sense?
I think Steve
has common sense.
Got it.
How would I know where
I rolled a six and
skills.
I also rolled a one.
I do not have
Is this an actual thing in Shadowrun? Because I used to make fun of my players.
Okay, yeah, there's an edge. All right, everybody roll intelligence, target number six. I only need one success.
How many die all
six? Intelligence, whatever your intelligence score is.
Oh. Three ones!
Two, three, five.
I have a six.
Okay,
No ones?
Steve remembers. Oh, yeah, he knows we're coming. He's expecting you.
Oh.
He doesn't know what you look like.
Are there any cameras on us?
You don't see any. Because the archive's like, you know, ooh, there's a server.
All right. So, do I need him to remind me of this? Or, because we're all stupid?
Steve, just speak up.
He knows we're coming.
Okay. All right. I believe you know an acquaintance of ours, Mr. Johnson.
Ah, yes, Mr. Johnson, and I believe we're supposed to go see our mutual friend, Mr. Wu.
Would you like to come right this way?
Why, yes, I would.
The other stuff?
No, come here and we have to talk to you. Stuff?
We have
the canister and the research data.
Well, we can talk to, when he comes to the hospital, we have to ask you something first.
He's like, well, if you guys just follow me back to my office, I just have to grab my briefcase, and then we have to find our way out through the 20 armed security guards, the security mace, the cockathrices, and the huge assault cannons hidden outside the front doors of this place. But I will gladly come with you.
Don't worry.
I'd like to leave.
It'll be great.
It'll be awesome.
Now,
can we blow up Tina?
So is likely this... are they just going to let you leave?
Well, I've been kept down here for the better part of 2 years. I can't remember the time I've seen the sun.
So wait, do you have any? Make him invisible.
Do you have any equipment on you that they use to track
not
you?
Yet, cause we're gonna leave.
Well, I think they implanted me with something, but I don't know.
Oh, well, please, we can fix that with a microwave. That was in character.
I wish you guys could see my face. he's like,
I'm surprised Tina didn't figure it out. You just put a microwave to any wireless device and.
So he goes, I don't know, they may have something here.
Damage.
I mean, they've got a guy who looks like me, who walks in here all the time to give the illusion that I'm the dedicated researcher.
Wait, how do we know that he's not the guy then?
You don't.
Okay, so now we got to get the other guy.
Is there a chance?
Whoa,
I can detect magic though, right?
Yep.
So I can be able to detect whether or not he's real or not.
Yep.
I want to roll that.
Yes, Steve!
Roll your sorcery.
Roll my sorcery.
He brought a mage.
He knew exactly what I was talking about, though, when I said Mr. Johnson. So,
What do I need to get?
Target number 4.
Let's go with 2 sixes.
He's definitely being cloaked.
Shit.
As in, like, he's not the real guy?
You know he's got some kind of a cloak spell. Roll it. Roll me magical theory.
Okay, so I need
three.
Three.
Target number 5.
We got 1.
You could roll your sorcery and roll analyze magic.
Okay.
Target number four.
I have 3 sixes.
He is definitely being masked with an illusion spell. This is not Cullen.
Alrighty, guys.
He looks at you. Well, if you guys just
grab him.
Just want to fall. He
well, I have death touch, so I can kind of
shoot him in the head now.
Could I not just be like, okay, and touch him and kill the guy?
Yep.
Grab him by the throat.
Well, I think
Scotty. Are we processing?
Scotty.
Where is.
Scotty was doing something first.
Because I'm thinking, I'm like, because I have death touch, I can touch him. It's a 6-4 cyber, I can kill him.
Nice and quiet.
Yeah, but exactly. I haven't said anything yet. I just said to grab him.
So grab him.
Okay.
He has him by the throat.
I'm like, can I ask a question? Is okay if I ask a question?
Yeah, yeah.
No problem, Steve.
Because I've screwed this up before.
You won't though.
So Flynn grabs him, pins him against the desk. Yeah, he's back in his chair.
I like that. I grab him right beneath his neck, right around where the vocal cords meet the larynx,
yep.
And I squeeze there. It's actually a little more effective, but you don't have to push him against anything.
He's like,
where's the real Dr. Cullen?
Enough that he can talk.
Fuck yourself.
Back in there? Oh, can I process him? I can do it here.
Can I?
We're.
You know the drill.
I think.
Please tell me you got a drill.
At this point, do we know that people are onto us in any way?
Well, everybody everybody roll a quickness check.
God, if I was Scotty, he'd be dead already.
That's. I'm just waiting for this.
Just speak up and cut anyone off.
6-2-3.
6-2-3.
What am I rolling?
Quickness, and I'm looking for 6s. Re-roll them if you got them.
6s?
Yeah.
No 6.
Another 6. Roll it again.
I got 1 6 out of the reroll.
So what was the total?
The total out of all of them?
Just the 6 total.
Just the 6 total?
What did you get it up to?
10.
12.
Okay. You guys noticed he's going for something on his wrist.
Well, I rolled.
Okay,
rolled the fastest grabs his hand.
I got his hand. And now I broke his wrist.
You guys, but I dropped
the
dice.
Well, don't break his wrist. It might be something in his wrist.
No, he's
going to
press
so
something on the top.
You rolled 2 6s and then rolled again.
I'm breaking the joints in his wrist.
Oh, okay.
2 1s.
So 7.
I am a specialist, sir. I know how to hurt a man.
Of which
Alrighty.
Hand, though?
Just
he's reaching for it.
All right. Goes like
if
this.
Someone doesn't kill him, I'm shooting him with my gun right now.
No, fuck that. I'm processing him and finding out where the guy is.
Use Mind Probe from Steve.
Yeah, Mind Probe. That's what I'm going to do.
All right, so you Steve grab his wrist. He's not going anywhere. He's visibly
he broke his wrist.
Oh, shit.
So sorcery?
Sorcery, yep.
Okay. What do I need to get?
His wrist.
For dramatic convenience, let me all see right. how well he resists. Any sixes?
Two.
Roll them.
Okay.
Looking for anything above a nine?
Let's say 10.
Okay, you can ask him two questions, and he has to answer truthfully. You are probing his mind. You're below his surface thoughts. So you're actually getting what he's actually thinking.
Out of character, the first question I want to ask is, where is he, or is the real Dr. Cullen? Because that's basically the same question I've
been wanting. Can we talk to him about what questions we're going to ask?
Yeah, yeah. Before Steve's asked them, you can all do this.
Where's Dr. Cullen? Where's the vial?
Yeah.
Anyone got any objection or anything
like that? I'm thinking what's good. Going on in the third level.
Also, don't forget,
I don't care what's in the third level. I care about getting paid.
Okay. Can you ask the first question, get the answer, and then base our second question off whatever the answer is?
Okay.
So the first question is, where is Dr. Cullen?
He's on the third level.
See?
In the labs.
How do we get into the third level without getting detected?
Pass key.
That's it. That's all right. Easy.
Well,
now he's violently struggling.
All right, then. I think we've got our information. I think it's time for a death touch.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
We store the body so no one finds it.
A death touch is going to kill him.
No one's going to find him in here.
The thing is, he's already a projection anyway. So if we death touch him, he's just going to disappear.
Which, by the way, when you're interrogating him, his illusion drops.
Yeah.
And it is a small African American woman.
Is it what, Teresa?
Wendy.
I say death touch.
Wendy.
She's like, please don't kill me.
Wait,
please
so she's okay,
hey. It's Wendy. It's
so
Wendy.
She double crossed Mr. Johnson.
She's like, yes, because this is my extraction. He's cut me out of every other deal I've ever done. I want out. Cullen is mine. Look, I'll triple your pay right now.
Death touch.
If you think you can trust Johnson.
Let's take the money. Triple the pay. That's great.
I want death touch, man.
Oh, yeah, because a turd contract always works well.
Oh, yeah.
Death touch, man.
Hang on. Maybe we can...
I'm clenching the die.
What if we can get the...
You don't have to ask for our permission, Scotty, to act. You can just go against the group and kill her. I mean, I'm just out of character.
What if we can get away with
really
the money?
I try to be polite.
Three times the money is nice.
Wait.
Four times the money is better.
Yeah, but a turd contract against one of the guys who owns pretty much almost all of the southern and South
Johnson's
America?
We're not going to turn him. We're going to take her money.
I'm going to grab her, and I'm going to roll for death touch.
All right.
Well, are you discussing
I'm doing it right now Does over everything you say.
Does she okay. have a pass for level 3?
You don't know.
You're already mind pro. We weren't able to ask it.
Yeah, you didn't
Better
ask
kill her, man.
Can't we just ask her?
Johnson might give us more money for killing a double agent of his.
Just ask her that.
You can try talking to her.
Do it before he starts rolling.
He's already started
You have roll. Until he starts rolling.
All right, what am I asking?
Easy solution.
Do you have a passcode for number 3?
Okay.
Birdman?
He punches
I'm punching him in the face to stop him from casting the
spell. Okay, roll your unarmed combat versus Scotty's unarmed combat.
Shit, that card's better than mine.
Six dice, Scotty. You might have to
get it.
Roll your combat pool.
Oh, okay, I'll do my combat pool. That's 9 dice. I need 3 dice, please, just to do it.
If she has a pass, we'll take it off her body.
Exactly, I'm just killing her.
I want 4 times the money. I want to con her. We're better than this. We're shadow runners.
Shadow chummers.
Okay, I need 9 die.
I'm doing this for the kicks.
Yeah, me too, man. This is just like
so
for the candy and the
this,
free
yeah.
beer.
Alright.
I'm doing it for successes? The challenge.
How many do I need?
You need... How many successes did you get above 4?
Above 4? 1, 2... 2 so far. I haven't rolled the rest of my deck. The remaining 7, though.
The remaining 7?
Oh, so I'm going to presume you get your ass kicked.
let's see here.
Alright.
And 1 more.
Alright.
So I need to roll 4 more die, though.
Yep. Keep rolling.
Okay, so I got 2 successes.
Yep.
Above 4, is it, or 5?
Yeah. 4.
Okay, well, there are 2 5s anyway.
Just tell him Spoo says hi.
So that was...
it's
4
a bop
on
the face to distract.
4. So how many successes total?
4.
Mike?
4.
Tie. We'll see who wins.
Who goes to do...
High or low?
Hmm?
High or low?
I'll pick high.
Low.
You win.
Yeah?
You. Mike tries to punch you. You just like...
Well, I have high agility, too.
Yeah, you basically just fucking dance out of the way of that.
And I'm like, going to grab her, and I'm rolling for death touch.
All right, sorcery.
Okay, so that's sorcery. I have six, and I also have a six magic pool. Oh, well.
12.
Four times the money.
You win some, you lose some.
I know. I want so to what do I need to roll? Four. Four times the money. She's a witch dude in Shadowrun. That's how you're supposed to
play. So this kills this, but so you still...
I got three successes.
Do
I need... Should I roll the other
no.
six?
You grab her right by... You just touch her right on the face.
Yeah.
Her skin starts to turn even black. It basically turns to ash.
Yeah.
And she... Think of Buffy the Vampire when they dust.
Okay.
She just shrivels up.
Oh, damn. Wait, does that mean... The passcode would have been gone. Her passcode.
Is it just her body or is there clothes too?
Her clothes are still there.
Oh, okay. Well, then she would have her passcode then. All right, well, it's... Can we grab it and be able to tell?
You look through. Three? You look through the ashes.
Okay.
Very disturbingly,
dude. And four times the money. Come on.
I'm not losing my life.
Can I tell if it's level three?
No.
Sky, you know that I was trying to con her.
You can't tell it's level three, or
okay,
I
need character.
You can't tell.
At the moment, was like, I can't let.
All right, that's it.
I'm doing a negotiation check here.
Okay.
All right, everybody, chill.
All right.
Okay.
See if you can convince the group.
So can I death touch him?
Please don't start killing each other.
I think that'll be a first in Twat.
Yep.
We want to kill each other.
Do it, Scotty.
The Do
it.
Walk away alive.
Do I add anything to negotiation? I've got six dice in that. Do I add like a...
Nope.
You want to do this, kid? I got a gun in C4 and I've already processed.
I've got guns on me too, but no one knows. My concealability,
yeah,
we've you
fired
even know.
Two shots this entire game.
I put people to sleep. By all killing right. them and just putting them to sleep.
Well, everyone stops to look at you anyway.
Okay. Yes. So, everyone, chill. Okay, we're going to search our body for passes. Ooh, we're going to move on. We're going to dial it down several levels.
Steve picks up the pass card and goes, yeah.
Cullen's in level three. Let's just go to level three now.
Man, right? Four times the money.
We're just going to go to level
three. Man, how much do we know that Mr. Wu will not pay us more for finding out Wendy was his double agent?
We were going to double agent her out after we stole the money from her.
Taking that risk. She must have died.
Fine.
All right. So what are you guys going to do? Proceed towards the elevator, towards level three?
Is there anything we can be able to do, guys, to be able to kind of... not get detected, or basically, are we going to have to...
Well, there is a pile of ashy, goopy clothes on the floor.
Is there a broom in the corner?
No.
There's always a broom in a server room.
Yeah, to get rid of dust.
Wait, no, but she was a projection. Oh, no, it was an actual person this time.
Yeah,
the projection over top.
Colin was a projection.
Yeah,
she's
you
like
dropped the spell. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Are we going to deal with this security mage?
It's up to you guys.
Why think?
Let's see if he's detected you. High, low.
Oh, damn.
Really? For the group.
I'm not speaking
for
the group.
He's the mage. All right, low.
Low, fine.
They do not detect you.
Yeah. Right, they don't.
But how do we know?
Right, they... Yeah.
Call it instinct. You're like...
Call it native intuition.
Yeah, there you go. I think we're right.
The eagle totem
guys,
is speaking.
What I can do is I can tap into the fiber optics. Now, there is a chance that we could that he could detect me before I detect him.
I can distract him.
We got your back.
Okay, I can...
Guys, I can distract him. Very
What are you thinking?
I can
I'm
go
thinking
up...
vagina.
What?
I'm thinking vagina. I kind of have something on short order notice.
Wait, what?
Provided she can get into the lab.
Tina.
No, I'm going to use Tina as a distraction.
To blow her up.
No. I'm going to use Tina as a distraction.
By blowing her up.
No. I'm not
Let him finish.
Okay, use Tina as a distraction so that you can attack the
Roll
mage and
touch.
Take him out while she's distracting him with sexual wiles.
Okay. Okay, what?
But how do we know the security mage is going to go for this?
He's a lonely man! Unless he's gay, it's going
to
work!
Yeah, but security mages, they're dedicated to their job, aren't they?
Okay,
he's
guys, guys.
He's a lonely geek! That's what all mages are!
Okay,
whoa,
guys,
that's
guys.
That's a stereotype!
Okay.
That's the files!
Guys, hold on! Stop! Okay,
I like the anger.
We have... That means you have to bring Tina all the way here from wherever. Okay,
we got
look.
15 minutes
why
until
don't,
they load the van.
Do
why
we
don't
have, really,
I?
We've already wasted half an hour.
Why don't I press the red button? Tell the security mage to come down because I found this pile of ash here, and I want him to look at it because it might be something magic.
Death
he comes
touch?
Down. You guys all jump him.
Death Touch?
All right, you press the red button.
But there's I'm discussing this. I'm not doing it yet.
There's no guarantee of surprise, because if we can get him distracted, then I can easily find him and be able to kill him.
But also line of sight, we're saying with magic. If you can get fiber optic, he can see the security mage.
I could see the security mage, but he can see you. To make sure that I see him before he sees me.
Well, what about invisibility on your body?
Doesn't work.
He doesn't have...
doesn't work over fiber optic.
No. Yeah.
No, okay.
Because he would need improved.
Let's go with Thompson.
Okay. Really? Can you guys hide?
It'd be much better.
I think the fiber optic idea is pretty
good. Yeah, I can hide.
Who? All right. If you're going to look for a fiber optic line, who wants to roll intelligence for a search?
No, well, you know what we do have.
I thought Thomas was going to just lure him down.
You could do that.
Well, how do we know he's going to come?
On the wall?
Yeah, because he's plugged into...
He's plugged into the fiber optic. That's how he sees us.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He doesn't have to technically come down.
Yeah, if he sees
that's
you.
That's the thing, yeah.
Because he would see us and send a security crew in to see what the hell went on.
So the only thing I can think of to basically to try to distract him is either bring in Tina, or we do have
and Tina's
upstairs.
A very...
We do know that he needs to be there to be able to examine something magic, right?
Yeah, he... No, he actually could use line of sight on this. Actually, hold on. Let me look this up.
But not over electronics. He can't look at a
camera.
No,
fiber optic is
light.
Yeah.
Which means that if Steve, they are directly connected. It's like a Mexican standoff in a sense. Whoever gets first.
Well, I can,
Steve could kill the security mage for
that
through fiber optic.
And we do have an orc upstairs that can be
no,
a very nice distraction.
He would have to come down.
Okay, cool.
You would have to come downstairs.
And I also have a jammer. I have a jammer, so if we have to, I can jam the signal so he has to come down anyway. That might set off some alarms, though, so...
Just calm him down, okay. And then Steve will, kill him, and then we'll get him on the fiber optic, and he'll guide us to level 3, and we'll get
okay,
him
everyone
get
their weapons ready and hide.
Do I need to go invisible?
All right, I go and
I
hide.
Would.
Yeah, all right.
Because after all, stealth? Because I have a stealth skill.
Yeah, you can hide.
I got a stealth skill.
Okay, what am I rolling? Sorcery?
Roll me your... I think it's your quick... I think, I think it's your quickness. Yeah, you make it.
What do I need to roll for sorcery?
Stealth, to cast invisibility.
Yeah.
Just sorcery, target number 4.
Okay, I have...
He's magic, he can see you.
One
right? If you're invisible.
One success, you go invisible. It takes you a second.
Okay.
But you are invisible to meet eyes. Basically, unenhanced, can't see you.
So
enhanced,
what
could.
Is target 4 for so, stealth? Yeah. Okay.
So hopefully the security mage doesn't need
I roll
to
four.
Have
I roll,
goggles
roll
on.
Six die, and I get
I'll,
two,
I'll
three,
do my
four,
best to keep him distracted,
you
too.
You guys all find places to hide in the room.
I roll one success for stealth.
You hide under a box.
I go up into the rafter.
Like Solid Snake.
Birdman, I hide behind the goddamn door. I'll kill him when he comes through.
All right. No, that's where you are hiding. Okay,
well,
so...
then I might put my MP5 in my hand.
I should probably stun him first or try to...
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so I go press the red button.
You press the red button. Security mage goes, hello.
Hi, it's Ron Perry. Listen, I found something weird here. I think it might be magic in origin. I'd really appreciate you coming down here and taking a look.
What did you find?
It's hard for me to describe. It's some kind of ash or something. There's some clothes here. I don't really know what's going on. I want you to look at it. I wouldn't want to speculate.
He's suspicious, but he's like, all right, let me get the security rigger. They'll have to take over, and I'll be down in, 10 minutes.
Okay.
We don't have 10 minutes.
Well, I'm not going to object.
But we have 15 minutes to get out of here.
We can coordinate it. I can stay here and take out the mage. You guys can go down to the lower level and get the guy out.
But we might need you.
I'll come run it. Just text me or something.
Well, maybe I'll say too, because we might need magic to fight a mage.
Okay.
But that's the thing, yeah.
All right, we're splitting the party. This is a safe idea.
Wait. Who's going? Who's going? Because I need to stay here and wait for the mage.
No, you don't. He's going to kill him as soon as he arrives. You don't need to be here for that. It'll blow your cover. So the three of us will go.
Out of the fuck out of him till he dies.
Oh, well, he's going to blow him up, then I don't need to stay.
Honestly, I think Scotty, probably you and I would be a better chance to go downstairs.
Okay.
Because we are
the magic.
Yeah.
Okay. So I won't stay by. If you're just going to kill him when he gets here.
You're staying with this guy?
Just don't do
it.
I
really think you need to go to level 3 because right now your cover is still intact. Okay. And it's going to be blown the minute the security maid shows up to the server.
So those 10 minutes we have down in level 3 will help us.
So in character, I tell Mike, don't do any flourishes. Just kill him. Get out.
What do you guys want me to do? I'm like the wheel man. I should be back up with the truck.
You should maybe secure your exit.
Well, you have no electronics, right? Yeah, we might need you for whatever's going on
in
level 3.
I'm
going to
crack the doors. Let's go crack some doors.
All right.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Okay, all right,
so
we're going to level 3.
Are you going to secure them an exit out by cracking doors, or are you going to go to level 3?
What I can... Ooh. I know what we can do. Okay. Once he goes downstairs, I can fiber rock to where the security office is.
Yep.
He can go up there and basically monitor everything, but he can also make sure that we have a way out.
Now, one thing I haven't told you...
Oh, shit.
...is vehicle control rigs can control security systems, because you're basically driving the building.
Okay, yeah.
So it's a technodrome.
Yeah,
We could just take the whole building to Seattle.
Well, not exactly.
I'll pop it away.
So shall it be written?
Being a GM, and you hear this shit come down the pipe.
But
so shall it be written? So shall it be done?
But Justin could plug in and trash the system.
I wish we knew this.
Hell
before.
Yeah,
before
this
than...
is like pertinent information that I should have known, like when my character was made.
Before
Dude,
10 minutes,
why
when
you
the
read
mission's
the book,
open.
All right, so I agree with that idea. He goes up to the security office,
which means
but I need to
he
find
could
where...
technically destroy the astral barrier.
Yep, he could make sure it's inactive.
Yeah.
So we could do a quick astral perception
okay,
rundown.
Okay, so I'd rather take on the security rigger than the...
Mage
who is on his way down in 10 minutes.
I can basically, if I find him, I can kill the rigger right then and there.
I got a gun.
Yeah, but I don't, like, you wouldn't, like...
I
could be more powerful.
The rigger, you could shoot a fire spike and kill him.
Yeah.
Yep, that's great. All right, I'm with you.
Okay.
You and I are going to the security office.
No, I don't even have to. I just need to tap into
fiber
optics.
It's insta-kill.
Find where it is. Then I can let you know where it is.
Okay,
but I would...
fine. Then you'll direct me like Morpheus directs Neo.
Exactly. All right, so.
Have either of you tried to look around the room?
No.
Roll intelligence. Actually, only magic users roll.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so my intelligence...
I got a 5 on an intelligence roll. It was the first time.
So I roll 4 die.
What do I need to beat?
Target number 5.
Shit.
I have 1-5.
Yeah, I don't
You notice a security terminal in the right hand of the room.
Hey, everybody. The security terminal in the right hand of the room.
Yeah, but... Okay.
It says out of order.
Hey.
It will take you about 2 minutes to fix it.
I'm rolling. I got four.
Electronics BR.
All right. If nobody objects, I'm taking that last cookie.
Yep. You're
take
real.
It.
You roll an intelligence check.
The last cookie.
Roll a quickness
Pretty
check.
Pretty simple. You make it. You.
How about quick mouth? Fuck.
You take a technician's toolkit that happens to be nearby.
How about you finish eating and then talk?
Some wires.
Oh man.
And there is now the goggles, which would connect Steve to the fiber optic network.
Hey, Steve. Got you some fiber optic goggles that'll connect you to the network. This security terminal is working right now. Go in there and kill that mage. Go!
Snipe.
His name's Billy!
Okay. Well, the mage is out of the room for sure already by this time.
Yeah, he's walking down the hall.
The
so
rigger's
Steve,
in there.
Are you going to put on the goggles?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you put on the goggles.
Jacking in.
Justin has to switch. Basically, think of it as like a television camera. You're switching between different
feeds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your operator.
All right, so you feed one. You see the mage walking down the hall. You see a couple guards. You see a guard walking a cockathrice down the hallway, basically the giant chicken. And you see the security rigger, he's plugged in the room, just spinning in his chair.
Dead.
Firebolt.
All right, firebolt.
Wait, would that destroy anything?
It might fry the room.
Yeah! That's just as effective.
Let me double check.
Is that
check.
What you want
to
do?
I want to see if it's a personal attack, just to be quick.
Well, I know that fire strike is an area of field.
This
bolt
is a
personal.
Single target.
Yeah.
Single target. So you can only hit him and only him.
And you might destroy the chair, though. So
yeah,
right,
what do I need to roll?
The eyes.
Can
what
I
do
just
I need
see
to
what he's looking at through my terminal?
Yeah, you could see exactly what he's looking
stay
at.
Stay on target. Stay on target.
What do I need to beat?
4.
I got one that beats a 4.
All right, I'm going to roll his body to resist.
Wait, no, hold on. Actually, I forgot. I always
You can roll magic pool as well.
Oh. Which is another
6 dice.
Alright, I'm gonna do that too.
Alright.
So how many? You got 1 success or 2?
1 success.
Okay.
No success on that. So 1. All right. Wait, how many do I have to beat? 4?
Yeah.
Oh, well in that case, 3 successes.
Alright, let's see what happens to Mr. Security Rigger. Alright, he...
He disintegrates.
He is fucked.
Yes!
Serious damage. Basically what happens is... He's looking around. All of a sudden, he's engulfed in flames. He gets up. He rips himself out of
spontaneous combustion.
Runs around the room. He falls to the floor. He is screaming in agony. He's not dead, but he wishes he was.
Okay, you're good to go.
So yeah, guys.
As he pulls himself out of the system, all the lights in the facility go down. They come up to red. They start flashing.
Come on.
Damn it.
Well, no, but he can take it over.
Yep.
So is he the only one who sees it?
Into that room?
Yep, for you to jack into the terminal.
All right. That's my next stop.
All right. So the lights are going off. Alarm klaxons are going. Switching scenes.
Can we all hear alarms or just him?
So we're... Okay.
Okay, I'm turning on my jammer.
All right, you hit your jammer. Roll... I'm trying to think. It's only a rating one, unfortunately. It will do local. So within,
so we
like
could do
30
three.
Feet.
So we could do part of.
Yeah,
the
you could shut down a section, basically.
So are we going to be able to get into the third floor now?
You've still got the pass key.
Yeah, but are we in lockdown? Like,
well, if Justin gets into the system,
we're about to cancel the lockdown. Birdman, you want me to take care of the security mage really quick?
Yeah. All right. So. A few minutes later, actually, no, the security mage turns around and runs back to the security.
Oh, room. Hell no!
Alright, so you're gonna go chase him down?
Sniper rifle? What's your quickness in athletics?
So Steve tells you, I'm presuming, you tell him where the security mage is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Alright, you run down the hallway.
I'm following him. Sir, what's the situation?
He goes, who the hell are you?
Security.
No. He gets ready. Oh, shit.
Before he's able to do anything, Birdman?
Magic is a lot faster than you.
Fuck.
But no, even in a lost one of his successes. Don't worry.
Well, but even in a power
through the fiber optic.
I've been watching the fiber optic. I can mind bot
fry him.
Yeah, fry the fuck out of him.
Wait, how is this?
Because I can see through fiber optic. I see.
It's light. So line of sight.
Light, yeah.
Wait, he can use magic.
What do I need to roll? What do I need to roll?
Four.
Yeah, two beats it.
All right, you hit him. The mage is like, ah!
Now,
no,
it's
so annoying! Blow his brains out.
Yeah,
blow his fucking brains out.
He's not hurt as bad as the rigger was.
Just reaction time, blow his brain.
Flames. All
right.
Reaction pistol, shoot it.
All right, firearms. Target number 2.
8.
Oh,
I
see a lot of sixes.
I don't want to roll any more dice.
You look at him, roll, which gun are you using? Your
pistol.
Your predator?
He
boom!
Had 3 6s.
Gone. Head's fucking annihilated.
All those were above.
Okay.
I'm okay.
So he drops in the hallway. His body's just twitching there.
Okay.
Drag his legs, throw him into a closet, shut the door, and go.
No. Grab his passkey.
Oh, and his passkey, yes.
All right. You grab his passkey.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. High, low.
For me?
No, for Mike.
Don't burp on Mike.
Low.
That was my answer to the question.
The passkey is thankfully not melted.
Woohoo!
Oh, thank goodness.
All right.
Sorry, I forgot about that.
Or not a bio passkey.
We would have been fine. Okay, so that passkey is going to get us into the security terminal.
Because he's the main, yeah.
No, it's going to get us anywhere in the building.
Yeah, it will, but it'll get us to the security room, no problem.
Buzzing in. Guys, I got a security passkey. Where's it going? We have so little time.
Steve and I are on our way to rendezvous with you to get to the security terminal while the two of them are heading down to the third level.
Whoa, no. I'm not going. Like,
you're
I'm directing
right
you.
Steve's
I'm directing
going.
You. Can Steve stay at the terminal without me there?
He could, but his eyes are directly on that. He needs someone to watch his back, ideally.
Oh.
Yeah, see, that's
or
why
you
I don't
can trust him to run him.
I'd rather bring Steve up and Jack in at the security room.
Because he could
keep him in the server
with the fiber
room.
We might not know if the fiber optics go through the third floor as well, which means he could still give technically air support.
Yeah.
Should we call
him? Aren't you?
Correct.
I'm good.
That's a good point.
Okay.
I start going through the different feeds. So
you can see the third floor. It's basically labs. You see cages with monkeys and other creatures. You see a couple of hellhounds in there.
Oh, goody.
You see all sorts of paranormal animals. And you see a guy in a clean suit working in a lab all by himself.
Just one guy down there?
Just one guy.
Wait,
he look like...
Can I see him?
The guy he looked before?
Right? Yeah.
You can see him.
I want to detect magic to make sure that he's the real Cullen.
I need to find
well, is he Cullen? Like, does he look like the Cullen that
he
we
does.
Saw before?
He looks,
okay.
He looks just like Cullen.
Okay.
I
but without a small African-American woman inside him.
Right. We got eyes on another Cullen.
Detect magic is limited, so no, you wouldn't be able to tell.
Drop off the
I would not be able to tell?
No, because it's a limited range.
Alrighty. Is there anything I can be able to... Can I mind probe it from there?
Nope.
Firebolt!
You gotta be able to touch him.
Just light
no, I wouldn't...
No. I gotta touch him?
Oh, wait, couldn't we almost... If he shot fire to there and started a fire, he'd have to escape out.
We want to get the vial in the vial.
He wants to get out. He's waiting
for us. But the thing is, if it would give him an excuse to get up the elevator and get out to closer to our floor...
Yeah, but we can send him in the security office. We can jack in. We can send his message to...
Billy and I are in a really vulnerable place in this archive room. I'd rather be up in a security room
where
we can do more damage.
So we're heading to the security office.
All right, so you guys run up to the security office.
I'm there with them. I give them the pass key and I bolt.
And I guess Tom and I are... On the are we getting to the elevator?
Yeah,
going
you
down?
Guys get to the elevator.
We swipe our pass key.
You swipe your pass key, and
the elevator.
Six security guards round the corner.
Whoa! Hold the fuck up.
I could try
to
sleep.
The alarms are still going off.
Alarms still going. Yeah.
I could try
to
sleep.
Why didn't we stop it?
Well, we're on our way.
We're in the office now.
Well, yeah, but we just got there. This is all happening.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Which right, corner are they rounding? Ours.
They both come in from both sides.
I can but they're approaching
can I
us.
See yes. Can I,
okay.
Can you
I,
see them?
Can I do stuff to them?
Let Scotty do his act. Because basically,
sure.
You just got
okay,
the room. You're
me,
jacking.
My fire strike is also an area, but I could put him to sleep, or I could try to at least
sleep. Would
let me try
success.
Talking to them first. Okay, I'm gonna call out. I'm gonna call out to the guards. Guards, what's going on?
They go infiltration.
Where?
Fucking everywhere! He starts panicking. They're like, we gotta get this place on lockdown. We got about 5 minutes till those doors seal.
So
we don't get out for 24 hours.
Okay, can you take us somewhere safe?
See if there's any VIPs.
He's like,
to get out.
Come with me.
Okay.
Hold on. One of the guards. It's a little suspicious. And your cover is made.
Alright.
He looks at you, goes, hey, let me see that badge. Right now.
Okay.
He holds an assault rifle right in your face.
Wait, I thought you said...
Wait, cover is made or cover is blown?
His cover is made. They know. One of the
guards
was suspicious of you.
Oh, I thought you meant like... You've been had.
The dumb guard believes you.
Fireball!
We're still jacking in. We gotta let
sleep do the...
Okay.
Sleep.
I have sleep, which
right,
I have a
sorry.
Higher success rate.
Okay, well, I'm gonna do that while I'm talking to him, and
okay,
I'll distract
him. Yeah, you'll distract
like,
him.
Okay, I'm gonna reach for my ID slowly.
Okay.
Yeah, do that.
So it's gonna be six sorceries.
Look,
I'm
Ron Perry. I'm an administrative assistant to Ms. Marie.
Where are you from?
I'm from Seattle.
Wrong answer.
Is it okay?
Pittsburgh.
What?
I gave you this clue earlier.
You were from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I rolled...
Okay, well, my character has a photographic memory. He would know that.
One, so is it four? Any?
Yeah, but you gotta role play it.
Is it four?
Just
because
you have a photographic memory doesn't mean you handle well
in
stress.
I rolled two fours. If it's not enough, I could roll my magic pool for another six die.
I would do that.
So what, the guy has this information memorized?
Two success so far.
He's an executive guard in the lab. He would know.
Okay.
So, bad things are happening.
I got two success.
You got two success. You cast sleep. This huge purple wave shoots out. The guards all kind of look at each other. These guards are exceptionally low willpowered. Oh, good night.
Okay.
All the guards collapse.
Holy crap.
That was a close one, you guys.
High five!
All right, so Billy and I are in the security room. I can jack into the security system, and he jacks into the fiber optic system.
Yep, you have control of the entire network.
Can I
Frickin'
help
Ricky
him direct things? Like, am I aware? Because he's got his binoculars
on. You two can both talk.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. So can I get on the loudspeaker?
Yep.
That was a close one, you guys.
The Eagles with us!
No,
all right, I'm pulling out my phone. I'm calling Ricky.
All right, you call Ricky.
Okay, Ricky.
Hi.
You failed to tell me that my cover is that I'm from Pittsburgh.
Well, did you read the file?
We'll discuss this later.
Okay, let's get our asses. Okay, can I?
Can we turn off the security?
Turn off the alarm procedure.
Roll me your.
I think you should switch.
Yep,
into
the electronics. You don't have
the elite security guards.
I'm probably doing this wrong.
The doctor quickly just to come with us no matter what.
Well,
even though he knows he's waiting for us, but in case
no, that's the rating.
Yeah,
roll me your.
I've never been uniform, and then I can continue.
Okay,
the network shuts down.
All right.
Okay,
so,
good.
What are the lights?
Travis
the
is putting on the executive guard
basically
uniform.
Basically, what has happened, the lights have,
difference,
have
like
come back up.
Difference.
Everything's white again. However, half the doors are working, half them are not.
Okay, because I don't want this place sealing for 24 hours.
Okay, I have also a quick question.
Yeah, the door seal has not been deactivated. You have approximately You have 6 minutes until it activates.
Guys, we got to get out of here in 6 minutes.
We'll do it.
Okay,
three.
Then I shouldn't. Then it's not worthwhile to do.
All right, can
hang
I?
Hang on, taking the guys in the security room. They're going for the doctor. Try and find out where the vial and the files are. I'll try and split off and grab one of those.
Okay, so
all right. Could I?
What happens when the time limit runs out?
We're sealed in for 24 hours. Unless we can find out there's another exit.
Electronics again. Scanning
three,
through
two,
the databases, because you would have the highest security clearance as you are a security rigger. The lab samples and the data are on level 2, kept behind a level 4 security door. And Dr. Colin is in lab number 3 on the bottom level.
Guys, did you get all that?
Yes.
All right, lab so who's going where?
I'm going to the. I'm going to go get the files in the vial.
All right.
Okay, I'm going.
I still have the security key card, so it'll pass me through.
All right, so
can I be able to detect any enemies?
Yeah.
Going?
They have... They have, like, all kinds
by
of
rolling,
stuff in there with them,
magic,
though. We need
just
to fight,
don't,
right?
Actually, just don't bug them.
For dramatic effect,
yeah.
You cast Detect Enemies. You search the entire floor.
I know exactly where everyone is.
There are 5 guys coming for you.
Coming for us or coming for him?
For you.
Okay.
And basically, the group, you know they're gunning for you.
Can I seal the door to the security room?
Yes.
I seal the door to the security room.
All right,
room.
Door is locked. It's a level 8 mag lock. No one's getting in unless they can pass it.
I was just saying,
and I also have a quick question. Does the elite guard uniform look different than
my
guard
uniform? For now, we're safe.
If I took it off, could I
use
it to convince the guards?
If they're already switched
on, or is it not worthwhile
with
time?
I can just firebomb one of them.
Okay.
As you notice through one of the security feeds, one of the doors opens on the second level.
Yeah.
It's a barracks room. Out walks Rico and 4 other Shadowrunners.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
The Shadow Bummers.
Am I right?
But I'm
so
we gotta
you
get
see
this
them
guy,
heading
man.
Towards the level 3 lab.
If anything, we get the money.
They've got heavy assault rifles, armor. They're like,
lock them down.
Guys, you got company.
Let's lock them down.
Can I start shutting doors down in front of their faces?
Roll electronics.
If not, I can firebolt Rico's ass.
Put poison in the hallway. We have the technology.
6, 5, and a 3.
Out of the 4 guys, you're able to lock out 2 of them.
That's good.
You lock out what appears to be one of their mercenaries.
And not Rico, though.
And probably one of their combat mages.
And I can't...
Does
mind,
that stop them at all?
Yeah, basically,
right?
A huge level 9 door slams right in front of it. Basically, cuts them off. They're
so,
trapped in the one lab.
So what's Rico doing now that he's been cut off by 2 of his other guys?
He's like, fuck, and just keeps walking towards
okay.
the other door.
So he knows it's up.
All right.
Can we basically force him to go a certain way?
You could.
Are they going down the elevator yet? Because
yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
they're
going down the elevator.
Yeah.
All right.
If the 2 guys are cut off and Rico's still going down the hallway, there should be another security door before he exits the hallway.
There is.
Close the one right there.
If he can roll it, this one's going to be a lot harder.
What about a quickness? Because I got a pretty good. I got 6.
Wait.
All right.
Can
I'll
I
allow it. Target number 9.
Can
though.
I ice sheet it? Oh, no. That wouldn't work.
Okay. Yeah, you have to.
Oh, a lot of lows.
Go again.
You are not fast enough.
Would this consist of combat? What roles does he have?
Basically, he's trying to be super quick so he can figure it out how quickly
trying
he can do
trying to close
it.
The door before Rico got to the end of the hallway because he was starting to book it.
Yep.
And I wasn't fast enough.
Yep. So Rico and one other person are coming back to level 3. You
okay.
guys arrive
what?
At level 3. The door opens.
You can see Rico.
The security lab.
I could see Rico. I'm thinking Firebolt Rico.
Okay. Even just slip
and Dr. Colin is standing in the middle of the lab in his clean suit.
Slip down an open elevator.
Fuck?
Listen down the open
Mr. Cullen,
yeah.
We're gonna
okay.
need you to come with us.
Yes.
Please.
Can I
He's
do
like,
it?
Okay,
can...
Birdman, we got a combo move coming
All right,
up. But
hold
yeah,
on, let me
ready.
Deal with this first. Okay. So Dr. Cullen goes
elevator above the floor.
Are you the guys Mr. Wu sent?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's get out of here now.
Okay, firstly ask him, is there any other way out of here?
That elevator and I guess
actually,
you could go down one of the lower access levels, but
okay,
I don't have screen.
No,
I see
no
them
we're going out
I
the
see
elevator.
Them, I see them and I tap into their communications. Guys, there's still something we need on level 3.
No, everything's on level 2 with me.
No, there was one thing he
the
said
vial.
Was on level 3.
Yep, the vial canisters with him.
Okay. Where's the vial?
I presume you mean the canister.
Yes.
Yes.
It's behind the security safe. Just give me, 2 minutes.
We don't have 2 minutes. Do
well,
it very
that's how
quickly.
Long it's going to take
okay,
to open the
do
lock.
It.
All right, so he walks over to
I don't have anything
a console.
To blow it either.
And
do it in
like,
one, not two.
You wish I was there with my C4.
So he wipes through his security card, punches in about 30 numbers, and you just see a huge countdown clock from 1 minute go, you got to wait a minute. It's a time lock. time.
Right. Meanwhile,
okay. Meanwhile, me on the second floor.
For some reason, because with Justin messing with the systems, certain systems are going on and off all the time now. Will the lockdown activate? You don't know at this point.
So affecting the security?
Yes, the grid's going up, it's going down, you're blind for 3 seconds, you're up for 3 seconds, basically, the system's going nuts. It's basically short-circuiting.
That's really great. So we just gotta leave fast. What we're hoping to do...
About the canister.
Rico is heading towards the elevator.
Yeah.
What I want to do is... The elevator is currently down on the third level. Mm-hmm. I want to open the door to the elevator at the same time... Billy here is going to slick the hallway full of ice,
off the floor.
And he's just going to plummet 3 stories.
Let me see what ice sheet is.
You gotta raise the elevator above it.
I don't know if I can move the elevator that fast.
Steve may have to be on site to pull this off.
It's an express emergency.
You could change it to an express. Would you not be able to and just be able to get all the way up?
Give Rico the elevator.
If security makes it express, then it's not going to stop on any other floor.
It doesn't matter. Just don't open the damn doors for him until it's a day. It's out.
Okay, so yeah.
Or you can just open it. Let him slip.
Here we go. How fast is the elevator going to move?
You know what? I'm going to say you can do it.
All right. We can slick the floor, have him slip through the elevator.
How fast does the elevator move?
It's a very fast elevator.
Yeah. So can
it didn't take
very
us
fast
minutes
move
down.
It above level 1?
You could do
so
that.
So then he just plummets the full length of the shaft. Okay, so turbo.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to slick the floor.
All right.
Sorcery, right?
Yep.
And I'll use the electronics.
What do I need to beat?
Target number 6. Because,
we're still waiting that minute, so after the dumb
mill probably
done. Because
it is a different type of spell, and you are under stress.
Should you wait until he's like right at the elevator before he slicks the floor so that he will...
Right there.
I'm gonna use my magic pool.
Alright, okay, well the elevator needs to be up before you slick the floor.
Elevator's already up.
Yep, okay. Elevator is locked up.
He rounds the corner.
I got one.
He rolls one.
I got one success.
Alright, the ice sheet does deploy, but it deploys in front of Rico, in front of his partner. Who slides down the goddamn elevator shaft.
All right, well, that's one.
And she's like, fuck! And falls down. Boom.
Okay, that's one.
And when
one.
I said boom, like,
what was that?
Her grenades in her gun went off.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Basically, think of that scene in Die Hard.
Oh.
So Rico is at the top.
Wait, how many...
Let's see if Rico survives.
What kind of grenades did she have on her?
High explosives.
Oh.
And they were loaded in her assault rifle.
Oh.
Let's hope the elevator still works.
Well, the elevator wasn't...
There, yeah.
Okay, I've rolled 12 so far. Yeah, he basically... His armor takes the brunt of it, but he's knocked back against the wall.
I wish I was there to kill him.
He's a bad motherfucker. Okay. All right.
So then the elevator door's blown up on the fourth floor.
High.
The security doors that held back Rico's partners are now open.
Okay, so there's 3 people in
total. There's still a second security door at the end of the hallway. Lock it back down on them.
Lock that elevator back down on them.
Target number is 6 due to the malfunctioning in the system. We
6.
Got a 6.
And 2 4s.
All right, so roll that 6 again.
One.
You are able to control... You got about half of the control you had before, so your control is steadily being cut off because the system is starting to go down.
We're running out of time, guys. We're running out of time.
Superman, have I gotten the files by now?
Yes.
But we
you basically go on
the
second floor. Yes, the time safe is now open. The canister is there.
And the elevator door just blew up behind us.
Basically,
so it's gonna be open.
So yeah, it's open.
Does that mean we can't take the elevator now?
Nope, the elevator wasn't there. It was on the top floor. Just the concrete in the bottom got
like
blown.
60 different
Actually, roll me your bodies. Both of them.
The bodies?
Yep.
We weren't right next to the shaft.
Yeah, but the blast would channel.
Yeah, you gotta remember, it goes down.
Oh, Strangle would have come through.
Yeah, so we'll see if you guys get hit.
The body is the blast channel back up.
And I have athletics as well. I'm able to dodge. I got a 6 and a 1.
I'll say you take a moderate wound, basically.
Okay.
A chunk of concrete cracks you across the face, but you're not dead.
How do I mark this
down? I got a 5, 6, and a 1.
Cullen is fine, surprisingly.
I got a 5, 6, and a 1.
Medium wound.
But I couldn't use athletics to add an extra dodge to that because I'm...
You could roll combat pool out of it. Actually, yeah, no. If you want to roll damage to avoid it, roll your combat pool
with
it. Because you can use that to resist damage.
Okay, so I'm rolling...
Might as well roll the full thing then.
Yep.
So that's... Seven dice.
I'm looking for target number 5.
Oh, I got 3 successes.
I got
basically
4 total.
You take a light wound, basically a chunk of like a concrete just cracks in the shoulder. Doesn't hurt too bad. What did you get?
I got 2 fives and 2 sixes.
You basically sidestep a huge blast of shrapnel that goes flying past you.
Okay.
All right. Cullen goes, okay, I just need another minute to prep the air seal, and we're good to go.
So do I have any damage at all?
It's almost like just fucking get him out of here and not worry about that extra money.
What can he do about... Okay.
I already got the files. You got the vial. We got Cullen.
No, he has to get in an air seal. We have to wait another minute. It's almost forget the vial.
Is the time safe open yet?
Yeah. Oh, it's open. Now the thing is sealing. Basically, it has to be air sealed because one puncture, whatever's inside of it.
Go bigger, go home. Boom.
Okay,
on.
Well, the three of us, we need to figure out how to get them out of there because now the elevator is not going to be working.
I'm losing control of the system. So can I just open everything before I lose complete control so we at least have an exit out?
Roll me. I will give you a chance to roll this. Roll me your, you can either roll electronics.
Could he open the maintenance shaft for us down there?
Come on, there's no
You can roll electronics or you can roll intelligence, but you take a modifier to it.
And could he open the maintenance shaft that the doctor just told us is down there as another exit?
You might.
Okay, so I'm rolling.
Because then we can still get out, and you guys can get
intelligence
out.
Intelligence or
should we call Rash?
What are the options?
You could.
But I'm thinking worse.
You can roll either your electronic skill and no modifier to it, or you can roll more dice with your intelligence and take a modifier.
Why would I get more dice with my intelligence? My intelligence is only 3.
Tom just mentioned
what's your electronics?
3.
Okay, sorry. I thought it was 2.
Yeah, so I'll roll.
Okay, yep, roll 3. Yeah. Looking for target number 5.
Is there a stairwell in this place?
There's an access shaft in the third floor that we can escape from if he can open it, because the doctor's told us there's a maintenance shaft down
rolled
there.
Fucking 4 by accident. So,
all right, I'll let you re-roll it again. So it wasn't a fair roll.
So here's the 3. Rolled. 5.
You open. You can get the door open, but it will only stay open for another minute and a half.
All right. Which one? I do have an
the
idea, guys.
The maintenance door is open.
You guys
have
90
seconds.
Okay.
We'll make it.
Quickness, both of you.
I do have an idea, guys, though. 5. Basically, since we need to still get out, Rash. Distract everybody, but go nuts so that way we can sneak out.
A mic with athletics. I mean, I have athletics as well. Would that add to my quickness?
No, but you can
roll 3 more.
Do that.
You can roll your combat pool for this. I'll allow it.
So I can roll technically, what do you call it, 13 dice.
Can I still
use
my combat pool?
If I lose control of the system, we're trapped behind a level 8 mag
clock. Okay, so that's 1. Okay, so that's a 6. So what is it? What do I need to roll higher then?
Looking for target number 5.
Okay, so I rolled... The first roll is my first 6, 2 sixes, a 5, and a 1, so that cancels one of the 6.
Yep.
So I roll the other 6 gold dice.
Nope, yeah, you make it.
Okay.
Cullen, basically you guys sprint for the door. Cullen is walking really slow, like he's got a problem with one of his legs.
Pick his ass up!
Yeah, couldn't we have done that?
My body is 2, I'm not picking him up.
Who's got the highest strength?
My strength is 3.
Roll it. Target number 3. He's pretty low.
By the way, my quickness, I got 2 fives.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, you do not pick him up. Cullen, you basically try to drag him. He's like, what the hell are you doing?
All right.
What do you think we're doing? We have to get out.
Next scene, you guys.
We got to get rid of the guys at the
security
door.
Did I succeed in my quickness?
Yeah, there are probably, once again,
you said there were 6.
There were 6 guards at the door.
So I'm going to firebolt one of them, so that way, boom.
Okay, you take out warrant. Roll me sorcery.
It's single target though.
Where am I?
Yeah, but level 2. But once one goes up, they all go up.
I'm climbing my ass up the damn elevator.
He just beat us up on the ground level.
What do I need to beat?
Target number 4.
I have 3 fours. Hold on, one more. Three successes.
He liquefies, like literally just engulfed. He's the skin is melting off his bones.
But
the guard's like, oh fuck this.
Okay, good.
And run.
Great. So we got our way out.
Okay, good. I had an idea. What if we use Rash as the distraction upstairs so we could sneak past?
You have... Because the system is not reliable, you may have 5 you don't know.
So we may have more than a minute and a half.
Yeah,
no,
you may have more.
The maintenance hatch was only open for a minute and a half.
I thought he said the maintenance half was... every door was only open for a minute and a half.
The maintenance hatch that I opened was a minute and a half. Every door in the facility is going to seal shut in 5 minutes and will stay that way for 24 hours.
You guys out there in 5 minutes. Take the file, get your
ass
up. Now,
while all this is happening, you guys hear a knock at the door.
On our door?
Yep.
Pizza guy?
Who do you see?
Who do I see?
Rico.
Oh!
Mom, asshole!
My!
Fire.
My!
He's got grenades. He stands back at the end of the hallway. Oh, by the way, good night. Takes out a pistol, shoots at the fiber optic camera. You can see him just fine.
Radio into the PA. Get him to me. I want him.
He starts fireball firing
those grenades.
He starts.
What?
So you can't see anymore.
Doors and lights. I know. What is in the security system?
There is astral turrets? Bacteria. There are turrets.
It's something.
But wait a second. Turrets by the security door.
Where would you think
where
would be
else
the most?
Would they
be? Yeah, exactly.
All right. All right. So electronics okay. To activate. I got a 6 and 2 threes.
They are active. They'll take about 30 seconds to spin up.
We just got to distract them.
Keep them distracted.
So he starts firing out the door.
I shut the lights off.
All right, you're firing in complete darkness. He's like, I've got thermo, dickhead.
Well, thermo. What's
his
what is
grenades
the
do
light?
Not penetrate the door.
Not yet.
But the door is getting basically. You know how you see doors
crumple?
Yeah.
Where am I?
You are on the second floor. You're trapped between floors unless you're climbing
he's
up. Left of the
no, he already said he's climbing.
All right. The door's open. I was up that ladder the second I got those files. I've been coming down the first floor.
All right, then. You round the corner and see Rico.
And you say, yippee-ki-yay.
Bam, bam! Firing grenades.
It's you've got thermal vision, too, right?
Yeah, I totally
okay,
do.
Great.
Yeah, you can
shoot his
grenades.
Yeah.
Off goes the security uniform. Up goes the tie. Down, prone position, crouch, sniper rifle. He's at his head.
Now, let me ask you, grenades. How did you get in a sniper rifle in a security uniform?
I was carrying it.
Guards don't carry sniper rifles.
This one does.
They carry assault rifles.
Okay,
that's about it.
You would have your pistol for sure.
Broken down inside duffel.
Then I hope you have 10 minutes to reassemble it.
No, you just have to break open the center block and then reassemble.
You get your pistol. That's it. Sorry.
Fine then. I'll be cheap. I still have C4,
which will take a minute to prep.
When in doubt, C4.
Shoot him,
Mike. Aim
shoot
for his
him
grenades.
In the back.
Fucking shoot his ass.
You know you got to hit his head or his grenades. Either way,
grenades. Just, you really awesome. Are killing a very awesome moment.
Just 30
well,
seconds.
I have to be a rule not to. Like I'm carrying my assault cannon. No, you're not.
Fine, we'll play this game.
I have Ripley's flamethrower.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can so
wait, can I ice slick him so that Rico falls right?
You can't see him anymore.
You can't see him anymore.
Damn it!
What am I trying to beat?
So you are trying to beat target number 6 because it is dark and there is smoke from all the.
But he's thermo vision.
Yeah. Still there's smoke in the hallway.
And hopefully,
thermo
at the very least distract him.
Oh,
yeah.
Heat and smoke. You can still see him.
Okay,
don't worry.
Okay. One out of 8. So,
wait, I saw another six there.
You know, there's only one. There's two.
Okay, hurry up, guys. You got 4 minutes.
Two. Okay, then plus.
Are you kidding me?
Five.
Oh my god.
I guess we could let this go a little bit into overtime.
Yeah.
Two successes. You shoot him in the back of the head. He does have a helmet on.
Dude, I went for the grenades.
Oh, you went for the grenades. Well, they're in the gun.
No, doesn't he have?
Boy, he has some on his bandolier. Like,
yeah.
You have it to reload.
Okay. Yeah,
but the grenades are in the front.
No,
you're shooting at his back.
I thought he was just in the corner and he was coming from one angle, which means he'd be
fuck
like
him,
this.
I'll take his head,
he could
then I'll
skim
take his
a
head.
Grenade.
Yeah,
okay, alright, you'll take him in the head. You shoot him, let's see how he resists.
You find out he's a T-1000.
Wow.
What? Uh-oh.
Didn't see that coming. You knock him flat on his ass. It gets through his armor. He's hurt. He's hurt fucking bad.
One up!
How long until the turrets activate again, Mike?
They are spun up.
I just laughed.
Yeah. And I roll out of the way.
I feel like the heavy.
Wait, what do we tell? Get out of the way.
I feel like the heavy in TF2. Just like
right, up. So now I can hear like.
I'm gonna see if he gets out of the way. He does get a roll.
But he's
prone. Oh yeah, he's not getting out of the way.
Yes.
All right.
Chew him to meat.
I turn off the turret. I open the door, and we're heading out.
All right. All of you managed to... So you guys went through the hatch in the bottom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have escaped into a sewer culvert underneath the facility, which leads out into a water reservoir.
I said scout the fucking reservoir!
Episode 1!
Now, how are you guys getting out?
Well, we're calling Raz.
All right.
And we're
Raz
heading
like,
to the loading dock.
Raz is like...
And I got my gun out now after all of this.
Yeah.
He's like, is it party time?
Raz, it is the party.
Bring out Betsy.
Basically, all you hear over the intercom is, yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers! And from where you are down below, which is a fair degree underground, you hear tons of explosions. About 10 of them. And nothing but automatic shotgun fire. You guys come out to the lab. This place is engulfed. There's fucking...
Self-destruct?
Yeah, basically... No, he threw his grenades right into the into the machinery. This facility is on fire, and there's no chance of ever being put out.
Smelled nice.
This is not stained out of the papers.
Yeah,
this is delicious. Smell.
All right, like, so this is awesome.
I spool the van on because I'm still connected with the VCR.
So we got the vial. Yep. We got the files. We got the guy.
Can we get the van to come pick us up?
Well, that's what I said. We're connected by the PDAs, so
like we're dragging your guy.
A kilometer and a half away.
Because the last I saw through the system before I jacked out was you leaving through the main shaft.
Yeah, to the water reservoir.
Wait,
yeah.
We have to go a kilometer before the place shuts locks down?
No, well, you're...
The reservoir leads out a kilometer away.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So you have to walk through a tunnel. Which
but
isn't a big
by
deal.
By that point, we can swap cars and come and get you.
Yeah.
So that's what we told them before they went into the thing. Because they realized they would be cut
off. So we're making our way to the car. Can we get out of this parking lot?
Everyone is running and screaming. You don't have to worry about shit.
So we get out of the car and...
Raz! We've got your car!
Raz is like, your car let's is go, ready. Boys!
And he just gets back in, closes the door.
Yo, he's leaning on the side, shooting everything.
And then for good measure... Come on, man, for good measure.
Oh, yes.
We see Tina running. No.
Yeah,
leave
we see
Tina alone. She cooperated.
Tina is nowhere to be seen at the moment.
Okay. Leave it be.
Oh, I'll see, no, I thought you meant like this. I thought basically you wanted Raz. But I thought you wanted Raz to let one rip.
She cooperated, guys.
Okay, so we drive
leave
off.
Leave Tina alone.
If we get out of the facility,
yep.
We'll connect with these guys, pick them up in the Ford, and...
We made it.
All right.
So the reservoir is a kilometer away from the facility.
We're heading to the airport.
Okay.
We're calling up Ethan to get our plane out of here to get to Toronto.
Yep. So what happens is you guys escape as fire trucks are rushing past you. Lone Star, the security for the city of Seattle, is showing up. But you're driving a Miss Magical van. They don't think anything of it. You escape, pull up to Seattle-Tacoma Airport. Ethan's got this big Hercules vehicle ready to go, this huge airplane. He's like, all right, get in. And without any further ado, you guys lift off from Seattle. The bright lights left behind you. You fly straight across the UCAS, the Indian Nations, land at Toronto Pearson Airport.
And
takes you about 7 or 8 hours. Mr. Wu is standing in Pearson Airport. He's a small little Asian man with a little top hat. He's like, this is Dr. Cullen, guys?
Yeah, the real one.
The real one this time.
All right, I'm going to leave this here with you. I heard about the difficulties you had.
Tell Mr. Johnson if he hadn't hired Rico on, we wouldn't have had to have dealt with him. And the situation would have been as bad as it has.
It's unfortunate about Wendy. That was her team. What can I say? So he hands you a small bag full of cred sticks. They're all certified, but I wouldn't recommend you use them for about the next 24 hours.
Fair enough.
And with that, gentlemen,
can we
our
have
business
them checked?
Is concluded. He says, no, that's the way it goes, chummers, and walks away.
I'm getting
with
some Dr. Cullen
in tow.
Well, you find out Dinnermints have been discontinued. There's like a set. They're in such high demand.
That's what gets in the newspaper.
Toronto doesn't
have been.
Just as we're about to part ways, I hand you a small bag inside full of Dinnermints.
You saved them all for me.
All right,
I made a stop.
So you guys come back to Seattle. You guys have settled into your new lives again. You're back to yourselves. You all keep in touch.
We're back where our home territory is.
Unless you want to stay in Seattle.
I want to go back to Calgary.
I hang out in Toronto for like a couple weeks, you know, just trying all the local dinner mints.
So what you see is a newspaper, basically the equivalent of the USA Today, so UCAS Today, reports a massive fire and terrorist attack at the Madrigal cookie factory and candy factory. Many, many fatalities.
Yeah.
But if you look in the corner of the...
Tina missing.
There's another article that says new breakthrough in some kind of a medical field. Basically, it is some kind of a new airborne weapon deployment system that will be effective against magic. and it's being announced by As Technology, with a press conference to follow in about a week.
Doesn't affect me. I don't have magical abilities.
I have a hatred for the company anyways.
Basically, well, that's it. And I'll tell you guys what happens, basically how things break down in the debrief. Actually, I guess I'll just tell you guys what happened. Basically, what happened.
Tell us the debrief.
The debrief. Okay. We're over time. And honestly, I need to go pee a little because that was intense.
You were intense. All right, guys. So anyway, I hope you've enjoyed running in the shadows of 2054.
We put the run in shadow run.
Especially this episode.
Not an ounce of shadow.
All right. So now these brave souls have accomplished their mission. Unfortunately, the corporations have grown more powerful. Who knows what evil they will do with this new technology. But until next week, when we talk about the debrief and how this adventure was actually originally going to go, we have been...
Justin, Mr. Ecock. Ecock.
Big Mike.
Steve Snowball Sailor.
Tom, he's an evil genius white.
Travis.
And I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd, their game master for These Warriors Are Terrible, saying, till next time, chummers.
You have just listened to This Week in Geeks, These Warriors Are Terrible. Did Birdman do something monumentally stupid? Did Snowball manage to save the day? Or did Laidman finally have enough and go apeshit on the bad guys? And lastly, what mischief did Laura get herself into? Also, are there any settings or RPG systems you'd like the Terrible Warriors to visit? Do you have your own shameful, awesome, or just plain silly RPG adventures? Tell us with a comment on this episode post, or email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. We'll share these stories and play your suggested settings for upcoming games for the Terrible Warriors. Until next time, geeks and gamers, the dice has been put away, the books back on the shelf, and the Cheetos stuck on the floor. For These Warriors Are Terrible.